Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second, the DH, Mitchell Page. Batting third, the third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth, the catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Glenn Burke. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Larry Murray. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting third, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting ninth, the DH, Craig Cusick. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newman. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Newman steals second. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Guerrero reaches second base with a double. Newman scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke strikes out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Guerrero scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Murray moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Newman and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Cusick moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keough fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cusick moves to third. Powell moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cusick tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burke for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Edwards is hit by the pitch. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Milt Ramirez now playing second base. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burke. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's Athletics, 3, Twins, 3. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into center field. Landro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burke moves to third. Mike Marshall now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to home to get Burke. Murray moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Murphy moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Murphy scores. Page moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-3 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-3 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Revering for the out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreau strikes out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall fires to first and has Murray trapped. There's the throw to Smalley, who tags Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9. With the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano takes first base on ball 4. Randall moves to second. Jim Todd now pitching. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murray. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Randall scores. Castano moves to third. It's 5-4, Athletics. Willie Norwood pinch runs for Craig Cusick. Bob Lacey now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.